Pat Heller, who's the owner of Liberty Coin. Pat, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
As the owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, Pat is one of our experts that we like to use when it comes to the almighty dollar, as well as precious metals when it comes to their prices and what's happening with those. But he also dips his knowledge, just is unwavering. He follows the market quite closely. And, Pat, I wanted to get your take on the Facebook IPO. There's been a lot of hullabaloo about it. What's your take on it?
Well, you have to put it in context with a lot of other things happening in the paper asset markets. When J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon announced on May 10th that the bank had a $2 billion trading loss, that wasn't the whole story. As of Monday night, the loss has now grown to $5 billion. As of Tuesday night, it was up to $6 billion. The ultimate loss, we don't know what it is. But what really affects investors is what's happened to the market value of the bank. Since May 10th, the market value of the shares of J.P. Morgan Chase have fallen $25 billion. And it's not in a vacuum. This action has affected the banking industry. So if you check the market values of Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, along with J.P. Morgan Chase, investors have lost $66 billion just since May 10th. In the value of their shares.
Well, in talking about
a $2 billion loss.
Yeah, why aren't we hearing more about the larger loss as opposed to the $2 billion we heard about initially?
Well, the initial headline is what gets the most reporting, but that tends not to be the final story. But the final story, and this is a deliberate ploy by the, you might say, the public relations people for the banks or whatever industry or company happens to report information like this, is they try to make it sound, you know, even though it's bad, it's not as, you know, they're not going to tell you really how bad it is. But with that background, and that's bad news from 2 weeks ago, then last week you had the Facebook initial public offering. 3 days before the initial public offering, the chief financial officer for Facebook increased the number of shares available from 340 to 425 million. And it looks like most of the additional shares were being sold by insiders, investors in Facebook. The underwriting banks assured them that they did have the ability to sell that number of shares. Even though the offering price had been raised from the initial thought it would be in the $25 to $32 range, and the offering price was raised to $38 a share. The lead underwriters from Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase, they guaranteed that Facebook shares would all sell and that they would sell at $38, and that in return for the fees they would earn, they would buy shares themselves if they didn't happen to sell. And it looks like those banks did have to buy possibly $380 million worth of shares in order to make sure enough sold. The price was obviously set too high. As of last night, the shares had fallen to $31 a share. So, you know, there's another, since the closed last Friday, the value of Facebook is down over $15 billion.
What's this mean for us, Pat?
There's a whole string of bad financial news in the paper asset market. For instance, at the end of June, the U.S. government is threatening nations that do business with Iran to cut them off of the SWIFT international transaction settlement system. I think that's going to boomerang and actually hurt the United States, because that'll give China the perfect opening to establish a competing system that does not use U.S. dollars. And that'll unfortunately weaken the value of the U.S. dollar that much more. And just yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office themselves reported that if the Bush-era tax cuts were not renewed at the end of December, that that would by itself propel the United States economy into a recession in the first quarter next year. Not only would growth stop, the economy would actually contract. So there's a string of threats in the economy or things that are actually happening. And if you look at them one by one, they might be bad, but they might not scare people too much. But if you look at the whole string of them, and I've just mentioned four here, but there's more. The outlook for the United States economy is pretty scary.
Patrick Heller is the owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Pat, thanks so much, my friend.
You're welcome, Tony.